Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 707. Visible translated text is as follows. Olfactories act as a stimulant to the salivary glands. Dr. Dot John Funk, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I am professor of pathology and bacteriologist. I was shown by Dr. Dot Harris comma sections from the vaginal wall of Mary Fagan, sections taken near the skin surface. I didn't see sections from the stomach or the contents. These sections showed that the epithelium wall was torn off at points immediately beneath that covering, in the tissues below, and there was infiltrated pressure of blood. They were, you might say, engorged, and the white blood cells in those blood vessels were more numerous than you will find in a normal blood vessel. The blood vessels at some distance from the torn point were not so engorged, to the same extent as those blood vessels immediately in the vicinity of the hemorrhage. Those blood vessels were larger than they should be under normal circumstances, as compared with the blood vessels in the vicinity of the tear. You couldn't tell about any discoloration, but there was blood there. It is reasonable to suppose that there was swelling there because of the infiltrated pressure of the blood in the tissues. Those conditions must have been produced prior to death, because the blood could not invade the tissues after death. If a young lady between 13 and 14 years old eats at 11:30 a.m., a normal meal of bread and cabbage on a Saturday and at 3 a.m., Sunday morning she is found with a cord around her neck, the skin indented, the nails and flesh cyanotic, the tongue out and swollen, blue nails, everything indicating that she had been strangled to death, that rigor mortis had set in, and according to the best authorities, had probably progressed from 16 to 20 hours, and she was laying face down when found, and gravity had forced the blood into that part of the body next to the ground, that it had discolored her features, that immediately thereafter, between 10 and 2 o'clock, she was embalmed with a